But I wanted to, I didn't know if you'd be too cold to stay any longer, but it seems like since you've stayed this long, I could keep you here another few moments for the reading of a scripture that meant a lot to me as I asked the Lord something. Really, this followed me feeling like the Lord told me something. I was so urged in my spirit in the last few days of how God made a promise to Israel that they would have a Redeemer. And God's promise was fulfilled in Jesus coming. But you know, not everything's been done for Israel that God promised. And I don't know how to interpret everything about the literal nation of Israel. I know the Bible talks about it being set apart and the seed of Abraham, but I also know that those who believe on Jesus become children of Abraham by faith. And so for God to sort all that out, you know, thankfully He's God and He can do it. But I still know what He said to Simeon and Anna that He wanted to do for Israel. And so that's what really struck me then, was God's answer for the need of not only Israel, but all of us in the world. One thing that stood out to me, I guess it was yesterday, I was reading along, and in 1 John 4:14 is the verse that says, "The Father sent His Son to be the Savior of the world." That's the way our Father is. He went beyond just the children of Abraham by birth. And He said, "I'm going to take in anybody in the whole world that wants to come to Me." In fact, when the banquet table had so many seats left in it, He said, "Now you go and then you invite everybody from the highways and the hedges and everywhere to come to My feast." Oh, what a God with a feast. Well, in Luke chapter 2, these verses are about Simeon and Anna. And so I'll make a few comments as we read these verses for our scripture and our message. Beginning at verse 25 in Luke chapter 2. "Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel." Consolation means comfort or help in their distress. It was a terrible time for Israel. They hadn't felt like there were hardly any prophets that had said anything to them worth hearing for years and years. And they were under bondage to a foreign government of Rome. And here is little Israel. Sounds like them being surrounded right now by a bunch of guys that would like to kill every one of them. And so Simeon is one of those men who couldn't wait, but he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. "And the Holy Spirit was upon him." There's the Spirit of the Lord. "It had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ." Don't you want to be that one also who gets things revealed to you by the Holy Spirit? "Moved by the Spirit, Simeon went into the temple courts." So now he's not only waiting and things are not only being revealed to him, but all of a sudden, at the moment that it's needed, he gets moved by the Holy Spirit. Don't you want to be moved by the Holy Spirit? You can trust Him. He won't move you too far or too bad or hurt you. But you want to be moved by the Holy Spirit. And Simeon was moved by the Spirit and went in the temple courts. "When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took Jesus in his arms." In his arms. Wouldn't you like to have done that? Well, I thought to myself, yes, but Simeon, we've been able to take him into our hearts. "Took him in his arms and praised God, saying, 'Sovereign Lord, as you have promised,'" there's the promise, Simeon said, "'you now dismiss your servant in peace.'" I can die now, God. "I have seen, For my eyes have seen your salvation. That's what he wanted for Israel. Salvation to come, deliverance to come, consolation to come. You have let your servant see. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Oh, I thought about some of you that are fasting and praying for God's anointing upon our new pastor. Coming up to Simeon and Joseph and Mary, Anna, coming up to them at that very moment, began to give thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. And so for me, that's how it kind of ended there. It was like there was Simeon talking about consolation and comfort for Israel is coming through the birth of this baby. And he just begins to prophesy and closes it by saying, and for glory to your people Israel, O God. Boy, Simeon could see that nothing could hold back the promises of God. And then Anna, when she begins to thank God and talk to people about this child, begins to tell them that this is the child they were looking forward to for the redemption of Jerusalem. The Redeemer. Redemption. So there's consolation being spoken of through Simeon, and there's redemption or forgiveness for all our sins being spoken of by Anna. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, tonight for the word that reveals to us your ongoing plan of your promises fulfilled in the coming of Jesus. And may we continue to see where we need consolation at times, where we need forgiveness at times in your redeeming grace. We are so blessed tonight because of your promise and the fulfillment through the birth of your Son. Thank you for sending your Son to save the world. So unworthy we feel, Lord, but we're part of a world where we have needed salvation so desperately, and you didn't forget us, and you reached out to us, and you saved us. Oh, as we wait on the Lord for a moment, is there anyone here tonight that's not yet saved? Have you come into this meeting tonight? Maybe you have come in and you didn't know exactly what it would be like. And you're hearing about Jesus and what he's done for others. And you're hearing about his love and grace and consolation and redemption. Just tell him right now how much you love him. And we're all going to join together. Now, Lord, we love you as the one who has brought us salvation and redemption. And we love you tonight as the one who keeps us from sin and guards us from the enemy of our souls and leads us. May our steps be ordered by you, Lord, as we go tonight and take with us the joy of our salvation and what we have heard. What we have heard in testimony, what we have thought on through the blood of Christ and redemption. And by your grace, the keeping power of God, your people will be kept now. And bring us back, Lord, that we may have victory and rejoicing in you in the wonderful name of Jesus. And everyone can say amen. 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 God bless you and thank you again for being here.